Flag fly.
An equal amount on Caesar's head next to this one.
They got a pretty good selection of repeaters there that work with quite long range. You might even be able to get to the Mount Mitchell repeater there northeast of Asheville. It's got excellent range. It gets to my house no problem. It's on 145-190.
Try that.
The Asheville Mount Mitchell repeater on repeater book for the details. So yeah, it's 145-190 with a negative duplex offset, no tone. And it's real wide range. I think it's up there about 7,000 feet, so that helps.
I was down in Boynton, Florida in a nursing home with my partner. She passed away. Linda Bard, what a beautiful woman. But what I want to say is 2 meters is not very used very much at all down there.
Hear about your loss, I really am. I'm glad you're up here for the moment. And 2 meters seems to be pretty popular around these parts. I don't know. We lived down in Southwest Florida for about a year and a half, but I wasn't messing with radio much when I was down there. But it kind of seems like the different bands are kind of more or less regionally popular. Do you do HF at all?
20 meters mostly. I just don't have a 10 amp for the rest of them, but I try to get a vertical for some of the other bands.
I'm only a technician privilege right now. I'm studying for my general and trying to see about procuring the stuff to work HF for sure. Some of that, as you know, gets a little expensive to kind of piece it together one at a time.
I have a FT-991A and I got a FTDX-10, which is an awesome HF.
FTDX-10, I'm going to take some notes. I might look that one up.
FTDX-10.
I got a recommendation. Any particular antenna work better than others?
Any comments on the antenna? I made my own dipole, 20-meter dipole, and it works awesome. But you got to try building your own dipole once.
It interests me. I've got, on my computer, I've got probably 5 or 6 different web pages saved with, specs and how-tos for building various dipole antennas. So, yeah, I definitely plan on doing that.
Websites to study for your exam?
It's in Ham Study, which they've got an app, so it's handy on my phone, and that's what I used to study for my technician work really well. I believe the same people that write the program for the app for Ham Study also write the programming for the testing, because it was almost an identical format, so it made it really simple. But yeah, Ham Study is what I'm using.
Because I use this ham radio prep. I can't remember what it might be, prep ham radio. And it was awesome. But for me, I was a technician for like 38 years. So taking the test was just kind of a refresh. There's like 20%, 25% that I didn't know, basically the rules and the antenna stuff I didn't know.
All that experience, I'm kind of starting relatively fresh. My wife is actually currently studying for her technicians as well. We've kind of both gotten into it. So, but yeah, I don't have a ton of background knowledge, and I haven't, worked in communications or radio or anything like that. So it's all a little bit new to me, but yeah, I'm enjoying studying for it.
And your wife is getting into it too.
It kind of surprised me, but yeah, she's been extremely receptive to it. And she's kind of just as jazzed about it as I am. And I've got a 12-year-old daughter who has expressed interest maybe when she's done with school this summer, looking for something to do this summer to start working on it as well. You know, our worst hobby hobbies to get into. But yeah, it's been real fun.
Transmitting.
The radio is putting out 50, and I'm running LMR 400 and about a 38-foot run to the base of my antenna. And at the base of the antenna, it's doing about 48, so it's pretty low loss. And then that GP6 antenna on 2 meter, I believe, is about a 6.5 decibel gain.
I got an FT818, and it's the batteries went down. I got one of the I forgot what they call it. The battery, it was 6 watts, but now the battery voltage up to 11, so which means I'm down to 2.5 watts right now on just a little 17-inch antenna.
You're getting through to the repeater just fine, so it doesn't appear to be an issue. And the more I learn about it, too, the more emphasis it looks like I can put on antenna and feed line and whatnot. It's not at all about the watts in terms of, you know, more is not necessarily better, I guess.
Seems to be true, but I had trouble in Boynton Beach, I guess, just because where I was or whatever. I wasn't that far away, and I didn't hardly have any luck at 2 meters.
Bad as it is down there, then maybe gain and power is king, you know, whereas around here, you know, beam pattern and directionality and things of that nature can maybe be a little bit more helpful. But yeah, and then specific to 2 meter, it could have been fewer and further between as far as getting to repeaters or just people using it in general down that way.
When do you think you'll be taking your general test?
For about 2 weeks from now. I got a little lazy with the study, and I've got some annual recurrent training coming up at work this week, and so that kind of put it a little bit on the back burners in terms of having to get ready for that. But yeah, about probably 2 weeks or so is when I'm going to do it. But I did my technician via an online testing proctor, and it worked pretty well. That was a little while back, but I think I'll probably do that again just for the flexibility. I fly for Allegiant, and I'm based here in Asheville, North Carolina, just a little bit north of you there. And, yeah, so I've been doing that for quite a while. And then, you know, we've got a couple of times a year we've got to go back to headquarters and do our recurrent training in the simulator for all kinds of disaster scenarios and currency in terms of the FAA.
I retired from the FAA. I used to work at Indianapolis Air Route Traffic Control Center, and then Miami Air Route Traffic Control Center. At first, I worked on mainframe computers, and then and also the display for the controllers. And then I got a bachelor's degree in software, and I wrote one of the programs that controlled the backup computer, and worked at Atlantic City, New Jersey, which is the technical center for the FAA. And then I moved to Miami and worked on the software for the display of at Miami Ground Traffic Control Center.
Well, that's really cool. Yeah, I have a lot of respect for air traffic controllers and all the multitasking and juggling, especially nowadays as short-handed and busy as everything seems. Of course, everybody is. But, yeah, that's real neat.
But now I'm retired now, so I'm kind of... Sometimes I don't know what to do with myself now I lost my partner.
After, you know, post-retirement, things can slow down. You can start looking for hobbies and things to fill in the gap. But, yeah. How long have you been out?
December, last day of December on 72. Excuse me, 22.
Not that long, about a year and a half. I'm only 37 going on 38 years old, so I've got quite a bit of career ahead of me. I'm kind of in the middle.
I just turned 75.
Late to start new things, I guess, huh?
Yeah, but I got I got retired, and it was like, oh, man, that ham radio. It's like, I ain't got nothing else to do, so I whipped those tests right out.
Good. And you said your daughter there is in Greer?
Daughter here is in Greer. She works for Social Security, as a matter of fact.
That's fine. Are you planning on staying up here more full-time, or where are you planning on heading around?
I got a sailboat. I got my boat captain's license, another hobby I picked up in Brunswick, Georgia. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec.
Kilo Quebec 4, Papa November Foxtrot. Yeah, there's another hobby, but kind of an expensive rabbit hole of a hobby, I'm sure. I've never done any sailing myself, but yeah, well, that's cool. And now, with retirement or whatever, you've got plenty of spare time if you want to dive into anything and everything, I guess. Have you sailed anywhere neat?
I bought my first boat in Barrington, Rhode Island, sailed it down to all the way down to Key West. This is back when I had a house in Fort Lauderdale. And then my second boat I bought in Annapolis, and I sailed it down to Brunswick.
Were you by yourself, or did you have people with you?
I had people with me, except I got to, I can't think of that place now. And I think that's North Carolina, and the crew bailed out, so I sailed it down. I took it down myself from there to Brunswick.
How long ago was that?
A half ago.
Very cool. Well, I got to run. I've got to go run some errands, and I'm off work today, so weekdays end up being my weekends sometimes. But it's been good chatting with you, and hopefully I'll hear you on the air again here soon. It's Brian, Kilo Quebec 4, Papa November Foxtrot.
It's been great talking to you, too. This is Greg at Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec.